Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. There is one fry that's being added to the list on Twitter by a few people.
Okay.
You brought it up in the break. Five Guys.
Yes.
I don't think I've had Five Guys in a while. That makes me feel like I need to go sample.
It's the Cajun fries.
Okay.
It's not the normal fry, and they are going to load you up with a sack full of them, but it's the Cajun fries.
The little bit of spice will always do it for
me. Yeah.
Speaking of Cajun fries, how do you feel about Checkers fries? I feel like that could have been an honorable mention.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a Checkers.
Well, but that's the thing.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Checkers has been mentioned multiple times to me, Dylan, on Twitter. Also, I don't think Five Guys or Cheeseburger Bobby should be allowed on the list.
Fast casual. You're
I mean,
not
it's
here
not
for
even
fast cash.
Well,
Cheeseburger Bobby's is fast food.
First off, it's not.
It's not.
You stand in order.
I won't go with you on that one, but
okay. I mean, you stand in order at a cafeteria too, but it's not fast food. And I would say five anywhere where I go and I drop $60 for two people, it's not fast food, and that's essentially Five Guys. Five Guys is expensive.
You're not wrong about that. It's $20 for a double cheeseburger.
I would say this, too. This may not count because it might be fast casual, but another good one could be, I actually like Steak and Shake's fries, too. I think Steak
it's fast food.
Mm. Okay, so we do count that as fast food. Okay.
That's true, yeah.
Just not the one on Paces
that's
Ferry.
That's a hybrid.
Yeah, West Paces Ferry because that's the slowest drive through ever, especially at like 2 a.m.
By the way,
ridiculously slow.
The Frisco melts at Steak and Shake. Oh my goodness, they're so good. I love
they leveled
Frisco
the Steak
melt.
And Shake in Sandy Springs. It is no longer a thing. So
we are all so hungry right now, is what I'm gathering.
Very much so,
because we all want to go get some French fries right now. Okay, so yesterday was all about the afterglow, the big celebration after the Falcons win over the Commanders. But now Mike and Bo both have a chance to take a second look at the film, see what was truly going on, what plays the Falcons tried, what worked, what didn't. So on Tuesdays, we do the good, bad, and the ugly. However, we have come together as a group and decided today we got to rebrand because it was not good, bad, and ugly. It was great, good, and meh.
It's okay.
Nothing ugly.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing bad.
I like this. I'm just telling you, let's keep the vibes high.
Okay.
The vibes are still high for me.
Absolutely.
Let's keep them high after watching tape.
So let's go with the great. Mike, what's your great?
I thought I have two things written down right here. Number one, I thought Bijan's tracks, how they married up with the offensive line. It's not because of pistol or anything. Like, it just, I think that his tracks married with what Chris Lindstrom, Elijah Wilkinson, Matthew Bergeron are doing. I think they're just fitting together. They're all moving in the same direction at the same time. And when you have 6, 7, 8 bodies that are all moving in unison in one direction, it's going to be a good run more times than not. And I thought the offensive line did a good job of kind of putting it on the line out wide, communicating, and doing a lot of good things in the run game. My next one is Michael Penix's accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just nothing short of incredible to watch him. The two throws to Bijan, the one was a 3rd-and-1 pickup on an out route. The other one, the swing pass that goes for 50 yards or whatever it was up the sideline. There's a throw to Drake London. There's just throw after throw after throw that he's stepping into using good footwork after a week ago, and it was refreshing to see.
The swing pass to Bijan Robinson, which went 69 yards, I don't know if he could have handed it off better.
Yeah, I agree.
That was literally like a handoff, a stretch run play, handoff where the running back never had to break his stride coming out of his set. I thought, and then it plays out right in front of us essentially, but I'm still amazed at how just perfect that whole play was. The fact that Jeremy Reeves had to get to 22.9 miles per hour. He had 22 miles per hour to catch Bijan, who got to just under 22, is incredible. I don't know why you got caught, though, Bijan. We'll talk about that next time.
Gaslight went on. He said, ding. I'm out of gas.
I think he hit the guy. I think he hit this turbo too late. You know, it was kind of like in the office where Jim hit the nitrous with him and Dwight and his windshield wipers and said to go. But the throw to Mooney as well, where Penix is on the roll. He rolls out. He's flushed and he puts that ball. I do not know what's going on with Darnell Mooney, but it is starting to concern me. Through three games, he looks like a shell of the guy we saw last year.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good point with the accuracy. It's a very good call. Yeah, those were some phenomenal throws he made. And look, man, that's the way you want the quarterback who came out of his worst game ever to answer the call the next week.
How about the good? What would you rate as good for Sunday's game?
I have something very specific here, and I think it's because you and I have both been really hard on this guy, but Kyle Pitts' blocking was not great. I'm not going that far, but when we knock it back just a notch, it was good. Not only was it good, Bo, and I don't know if you noticed this watching tape, he was really excited about it. That's what was crazy to me. Like he lays a couple blocks, like one Tyler or Bijan cuts inside of him, and he kind of runs a guy towards the sideline, and then he looks at the sideline and does like a little flex, like he's a professional wrestler. Like he's like, let's go, yeah, just made a block. I feel good about it. I thought that was my good because I think that enables so many other things. Like if he can just do that at that level, not be exceptional at it, but just average. Then all of a sudden, personnel packages and things that they want to do offensively become a lot easier, a lot clearer of a picture moving forward.
Yeah, I want to dispel something. This whole matchup thing that people want to talk about with the tight end, it just doesn't exist. Oh, you got to give him the right matchup. See, that's what happens when you give him the right matchup. He's got to want it. And I don't care what anybody said. I have not seen a guy that's wanted it. He didn't want it. It didn't look like he wanted it the last couple years.
It looks, to his credit, it looks like a guy in a contract here.
Holy hell, it looks like he wants it. And to me, if I was going to do plays, probably my great was his touchdown. Yeah. Because we talked about it yesterday, and it wasn't a boot, but it is a play that where he's going to roll to that side a little bit, right?
It's like a form of an RPO, yeah. It's like a zone read with an outlet.
And he holds the end, Jacob Martin, the end, and I say holds, he holds his block on him. And it's like one count, two count, and on three, he sheds him.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it. He's physical enough in that to me, and Mike, you can talk about it probably better than me, but looks like he's physical enough the way he attacked it that when he sheds it, it's a clean shed. And then he immediately, and he held Martin and the block long enough on Martin to where he's not immediately in Penix's face.
Yeah.
And it's a tough throw for Penix because he's rolling to his right and he's left-handed. And Penix does another good job with the accuracy.
Yep.
And Pitts then makes a move to get in the end zone. And you want to talk about flexing and doing a WWE celebration? He spikes the ball.
Yeah.
And does the arms out.
He was stoked.
I mean, he looked like Andy Dufresne when he escaped from Shawshank. And he does, you know, he's in the rain and his arms go out and he looks up to the sky. I mean, that was exuberance. That felt like a guy who, what is, you know, you got the old proverbial, you know, the monkey off your back thing. Remember when Steve Young wins the NFC Championship game and ran around? Like, that felt like a shining moment for Kyle Pitts. And it was great to see. And we've both been hard on him. And I loved it. It was great to see because it was just exactly what he needs to be down in that red area. And we talked about it in pregame Sunday.
Yeah, we did.
Well, and you saw Shawshank. I saw one of the Incredibles. Like when he stretched out like that. It was just unbelievable.
I saw Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have great, we have good, because there was a lot to like on Sunday, but what about the meh?
For meh, I have gadget plays / new stuff that they tried to put in. I've been calling for Wham for a while. They tried to run it. It was an absolute debacle. I think it was like a loss of three. You had Charlie Warner lined up outside of Jake Matthews. He kind of motions in at the snap. He's supposed to just like de-cleat the three technique. Instead, he's the one getting de-cleated because the three technique sees him coming. The timing's all off. Jake Matthews is not getting any push in short yardage. Short yardage is another one of my meh. Like, there was some good under center, Tyler Allgeier diving forward, and there was other ones where they were overloaded and all looked disjointed. So both of those, I thought that the double reverse, whatever that was supposed to be, meh. Like, it wasn't – like, I'm here for it, and I hope they continue to practice these things, but, boy, they looked ugly on Sunday.
I got a few. Probably don't have time to get to all them. Some of my meh is still receivers. I mean, Ray McLeod and Darnell Mooney have got to catch football. Mm-hmm. They've got, like, I mean, when you throw a little screen on the second play of the game to Ray, and he just absolutely just drops it. I mean, that's unacceptable. When Darnell Mooney gets hit like that, look, I know that's a tough catch, but that's a catch he makes. He's paid to make it. He's paid like he makes it.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to talk about special teams, and we're out of time, but we need to talk about special teams because it's been bad. It's been great. It's been bad. And it was last week, it was meh. Because I thought you did a good job in bouncing back in returns, but your covering at times was bad. But I think we need to talk about the why. And because there's a lot changed with that kickoff. The rule is basically the kickoff has changed two straight years.
We'll get back into special teams a little bit later in the show. Overall, hope you Falcons and Falcons fans are still celebrating. Such a great way to go into the bye week. Coming up next, we're going to zoom out, see what's going on around the NFL. Did have a major injury during Monday Night Football. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.